absolutely been thunderous down on the south coast in terms of fishing from rock and surf.
Fish are right here. Whether you want stumpies or shad or something non-edible.
The guys in Belize, we've had a really, really good run.
There you go, buddy. Hit that, hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And we are back. Guys, what an absolute epic week on all fronts of fishing. It has been truly remarkable. And before I get into how remarkable and amazing and phenomenal and mind-blowing the fishing has been, let me just start off by saying our Angler News podcast has received such an amazing response. I wanted to say thank you for all your support, all your compliments, all your messages, all your texts. Guys, it has been an amazing week jumping onto the East Coast radio platform. We are so proud to be part of it, and especially after last week, with all the love shown from you guys and all the support shown to our reporters and myself, guys, the doors are just getting wider and wider. The opportunities are out there, and with these opportunities, we are bound to be bringing you so much more. So, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for the love. Thank you for sharing our links and spreading the word about Angler News South Africa, your hub of where you can go and get the latest fishing news. Now, speaking about the latest fishing news, guys, all our reporters throughout the entire coastline has been bombarding me with images of all the catches that has been coming out. It is getting better week by week. Starting off on that offshore side where the Kuta Classic has just set the tone, where it's been a ridiculous amount of Kuta. And you know what? There hasn't been that much of the taxman around. Now, apart from the Kuta, there's been Keelback, there's been Tuna, there's been a huge amount of nice-sized snook, and that's not just off the offshore side, it's also on the rock and surf side. Now, moving on to the rock and surf, the edible species are showing more of themselves as the weeks are going on. The non-eds has starting to slow down, however, there are some rods screaming on the side of rays and skates. And as for the freshwater, well, it is trout action for days. Guys, there is trout whether you are fishing south, north, midlands, private dams. The trout action is amazing. And the bass action, well, not too much reports because the guys are holding their cards close to their chest, which is expected at this time of the year. It is competition time. Carp has slowed down, so you know what? Yanni's going to tell us in great detail more about that freshwater side. But for now, let's kick off this week's show and kicking it off with our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the stores that are open for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to kuta, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, as always, none of this could be made possible without our sponsors. And in this case, it's our loyal sponsors, the Kingfisher. Now, let's get into this week's show with this week's fishing report, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, where he is talking about how absolutely epic the fishing has been over this past week. And with the amount of images that he's been sending through to me, guys, trust me, it is epic.
Hey, Vinesh. So all the guys in the fishing community and elsewhere have had an awesome week, and our predictions are on point. So Vinesh, I think we need to this weekend maybe look at a Powerball Plus ticket, because you never know, we're definitely winning, Vinesh. So fishing down on the South Coast has been absolutely epic. I mean, it's been fantastic. It's been more of an edible show for a change, Vinesh. I mean, when else did you hear me say that? I mean, it's non-ed. But we're finally getting into the swing of things with edible fishing. And it looks like the water temp is coming down, sort of hovering at that same sort of, I would say, sort of 20-degree mark, up and down, plus, minus. And the winds are kind of settling a bit, you know, a couple of days of east, one or two days of west. And it looks like we are finally getting there. And the water's settling a bit. So that's obviously why the fishing's been a bit more better with a lot of other things, and maybe the planets have aligned, who knows. But yeah, it's definitely been better on the South Coast consistently, I would say, which is the key point here, Vinesh. Now moving into things quickly, starting on the freshwater side for a change, Vinesh. Hugo Botha got himself a beaut of a rainbow trout, 59 centimeters on a black woolly bugger at Mountain Lake in Matsatiel recently. Very, very well done there, Hugo. Absolute beaut of a fish. And he got about 24 other different trout and different sizes. So it looks like fishing freshwater is definitely picking up. I know our local dams, the guys have been getting some nice 2 and 3 kilo bass. Guys are hitting their PBs. So things are definitely turning up, which is what we want for Nesh. Now moving over to Port St. John's, it seems that guys are getting a decent amount of grunter, some decent sized cob. And it seems like blue bin has been the spot according to reports recently, especially at night on a pushing tide and on sardines. Now moving northward, Port Edward's been a bit quiet on the late. Not much to mention there, not much action, you know, a bit of smaller edible fish hanging around, you know, no real fireworks, which is strange because there's a particular spot down there called Portsea, which always produces decent sized cob, and we've seen that in the past, so a bit quiet down that end for some reason. However, we have got Oom Atti with a nice cob, and we've got Mo with a nice smoothie or smooth hound recently at Orange Rocks, so good to see some fish popping up there and different ones for a change, not just your regular hound shark. We've also had a couple of blacktail parrotfish, small greys at Margate Pier from Mark and crew, along with some really good size wave gear, and quite a bit of those wave gear. Always fun to tackle on light gear, always a blast, but you know, unfortunately down on the coast, you know, using them as a live bait, we don't really get a lot of species eating them. But if you had to take that fish up north coast, you know, you'd sure fire to get yourself an awesome sized kingfish. But down here, it just doesn't work. So guys tend to just target them more for the fun of it. Now, the Blockport Shepston area has been good for a multitude of species, Vinesh, from Springer, Shad, Snook, Kingies, and Bonnies, with a nice pair from Teal recently, you know, heading down for a late session, getting himself some good fresh bait for those non-eds. Now, moving north, we have Eckhart with a really nice kingfish or king bream, and some more snook towards Pumula side. So, been really good rock and surf finish. Now deep sea, they're still getting some good game fish again with those snook and other species involved, and we've got Darby and Vainant from Mighty Charters getting themselves a really nice cooter, so well done there, chaps. Looking to the weekend though, just the prediction again for Friday, the starts of the weekend, we've got a northeast blowing with a high gust in the late evening, a predominant southwest for Saturday with a northeast on Sunday, with a fairly big swell for most of the weekend between 1.5 and 2 meters. Now, we've had fairly cold water, and again, it's just going back to that awesome fish just happening. So let's hope that the fishing stays on point and things currently stay the way they are, because then we're going to get some really good fish this weekend. I'm hoping, Vinesh. It does seem the wind is going to be a bit blustery, for a better word, but let's just see. It's only a prediction and things might change. But otherwise, guys, if you're out there, hit the rivers they've been producing, hit the local dams they've been producing, or just, yeah, guys, sorry, I'm just getting super excited. I just can't believe how good the fishing's been. Or hit deep sea and rock and surf because you're going to catch fish. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, let's see those catches. Remember your bag limits, guys, and always have fun. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. What a great report. I am so glad the fish are in your area. It seems as though they haven't left for the last couple of weeks. So the fishing, guys, down the lower south coast is amazing right now. The amount of species they're catching, and it's not just about, you know, the amount of species. Those edibles are some really great sizes. As for that trout action down in Adam's area, wow. Guys, Matat is the area to be. Ray and I were talking about it yesterday, actually, and we've been planning a trip out to Matat for a while, and after seeing these catches, that is definitely the area to be right now. Now, Adam has talked about the lower south coast. Moving down to Rocky Bay, Pennington, Scottsboro, well, there has been a fair amount of kingfish, a couple juveniles, a fair amount of blacktail, and some nice blacktail with that. That's what these southwesterly winds, you know what, those edible scratching species are expected. But what I did not expect was that 25 kilo kingfish that came out from Attica yesterday. Guys, it's our cover image. That fish is huge, massive. Huge shout out to Attica on that catch. That was out of that Rocky Bay area on a bonito bait. So yeah, Attica doing well this past 2 weeks. So huge shout out to her. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Manzantorti, pretty much that whole Ilovo Kingsborough stretch. We are with Gary, where the purple patch from last week continues.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at Kingsbury. I've just had a look at the sea. Looking good. It was a bit north-south, a bit of a southerly. It shouldn't be too far away. It should be pretty good in the morning. Having quite a few fish around, some decent pompano, 6-7. That's all the small ones. We had decent stumpy. Those winter stumpies, 4 kilo jobs. Quite a bit of shad at time. You know, shoals coming through and the guys who are there having some good sport. Yeah, the odd brown skate. Been mainly caught by people fishing for edibles, so there's been more to be had then. And a few greys around as well. Yeah, looking at that sea, it's looking pretty good. Pretty good. About 8 pockets of bait out of Caradine, not far, about maybe 200 yards behind the back line. It looks like they're flicking, so it must be red eyes. I can't quite see. It's a bit far. That's what I've got for this week. So tight lines to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, that Warner Beach and Manzantorti area has certainly been performing with a variety of species. So, guys, there's been a lot of shad. There's been some cob. There's been those brown skates. There's a couple honeys. There's a few greys. In fact, Ray and I fished that area yesterday, and we had some good pickups with some cob. Obviously, amongst the reef, lost a couple. But what blew my mind was the footage that you could find on our TikTok channel, where you could see the bronze bream right in front of us, literally 5 meters in front of us. You wouldn't even have to cast your rod out. You just got to like stick your rod out and put your bait down. That's where the bronze bream were. But we weren't prepared. We didn't carry any smaller tackle. We were targeting cob and rockhard, so, you know, obviously a lot more bigger hooks. And unfortunately, we could see the fish, just couldn't do anything with them except enjoy how magnificent they looked as they were teasing us. So guys, that's Warner Beach and the Manzantorti getting better and better week by week. Now moving on to Durban, where it is still a great time out here. Guys, Durban, Mike V talks about all the species that are coming out. Lots of edibles, lots of offshore, lots of harbor. This is Mike V, and he is followed by Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, the last week we had some absolutely epic angling off the beaches. From small milkies up to bigger greys and the 30 kilo class up to some good sized diamonds, 2 meter wingspans, good couple of honeycombs came out, some sandies in the mix. Yeah, no, it was quite a good time on the beaches, eh? There are some edibles coming out by Cave Rock that side, going to Brighton, fishing that stretches, and then on the Durban North beaches as well. Those are getting some cobs, some grunters, shad, things like that. So the beaches have been working quite well. I think this week and weekend is also going to do quite well on the beaches, but we just got to wait to see what the weather gods throw at us. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, quite a few snook, a lot of kuta were had. We're at the Durban Ski Boat Festival now. There was quite a few fish caught there. So yeah, there's guys fishing for those fish are knocking them out the park. Fishing on the bottom, still getting their rock hard slingers, all those sort of things. So yeah, well worth taking a boat, going out and having a look for a bite. In the bay, the guys are getting some lovely grunters, good kingies on poppers, lures, things like that, as well as on live baits and crackers. The cob are back. After that little bit of rain that we had, the cob seems to have come back and are eating again. Some nice ones up to about 3-4 kilos. So yeah, everywhere is working at the moment. If the weather stays good, we should get some more bite. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Oh, good day, guys. Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Charters. Our guys fishing over the last week. Yeah, guys, there's been a couple of heelback and stuff at night time in the deep, especially on the bluff side. Bottom fishing in general has a little been a little bit up and down, with some really good days or some really nice soldiers and slingers and quality rock rods. But yeah, predominantly over this whole week, it's just been the Kuta. Well done to the men who won the Kuta Classic and for the guys who managed to find a bite and get it in past the sharks. But yeah, guys, there's been some snook, kuta around, plenty little bonnies, kuta smarties off number one area. Yeah, so guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you all again next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, like they were saying, you really do not have to travel far. The fish are right here. Whether you want stumpies or shad or something non-edible, the fish are here. And as Brad was saying, the guys have got that cooter past the sharks. You know, it's amazing. The winning catch, 25.9 kilos off the Durban Ski Board Festival, was fought for over an hour, and it hadn't been taxed. You know, so there are some theories that the sharks are getting a bit of a sniff of the sardines down in the Eastern Cape end, and they are chasing down that way, hence we are getting our fish out. I personally think it's a bit quiet. However, I still can't explain how we got so much of fish without sharks. I mean, I can't explain it. I'm not complaining about it. We will accept it. However, it is certainly weird. Speaking about weird, that's the weather conditions for this week. Guys, we've got northeasterlies, we've got southwesterlies, going back to northeasterlies. However, the conditions are looking good, and as we can see, the fish is looking fantastic. So get out there and fish. Now, that rounds off Durban and South Coast. Let's move on up to the North Coast, where we are with Jesse with this week's fishing report. And he is also pretty excited with the catches that's coming out of Bolito and Salt Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right and catching fish. The guys in Bolito certainly have been. We've had a really, really good run of certain species in the last week. We've had a ton of cob. I haven't seen this many cob around since last year, August, really, which is almost prime time for them. August, September, October, we do very well with cob in this area. Exclusive to this area, but we catch them all along this coast that time of the year. But we've had a phenomenal run. I haven't seen cob this good in ages, and it seems to be here to stay. When I say here to stay, if you guys know fishing, you'll know that fishing turns on and off. You could have a massive run of fish this week, and next week they could be next to nothing. But it's been so consistent that I would go as far as saying that we're going to be looking at cob for the next couple of weeks, unless something drastically changes with the weather patterns. And it doesn't seem to be that way in the near future. We've got some fairly stable weather coming through. So I think coming up, we're going to have some good fishing. Cob, again, the guys have been using octopus tentacle. If you can get your hands on some fresh ones, it's going to be better. Trocker baits, red eye belly baits, almost anything that you're throwing out there, but the bigger fish seem to be coming out on octopus tentacle, which is quite nice, that you can pinpoint them and kind of choose the size of the fish that you want to catch according to the bait that you use. And it's not always going to be like that, but in this situation, 100%. Another species we've seen a lot of in the last week has been your cave bass, your lantern fish. We've seen a ton of them. I mean, I've heard reports of guys having fun catching and releasing, catching up to 6 or 7 in a session. And some of them are good size as well. I've seen a couple up to 3 kilos, which is fair for our area here. And again, they're throwing bait for cob and catching these species as bycatch. And it may be the weather conditions, it may be the water conditions out in the deep that's pushing them in close. We do catch them quite frequently in these areas, but normally when there's an influx of them like this and we catch more than we expect, it's due to external kind of factors influencing it. And in a lot of the situations, it's because the water in the deep is not favorable. It might be dirty, it might be too cold, it might be too warm, the current might be too strong, and they have to expend too much energy to stay on a reef. And that's mainly with species like this that are reef dwelling species. And that will often bring them inshore, and vice versa as well. If the conditions inshore aren't favorable, they will move to deeper reefs. So that's probably the reason why they are feeding here. And that's also been very consistent. I've spoken to a lot of different anglers in the area, and a lot of them seem to be catching your lantern fish. So that's quite positive to see. And then there have been a couple of other species around on the surf, but nothing that I can say is I would go and target them specifically. But the cob and the lanterns is what I'd go and target right now, in the next week, we've got some decent conditions coming up, and that's what I'd concentrate on. There have been one or two bronze beam around, but not a lot. A couple of stumpies. I've seen some spade fish, but a little bit further north. When I say a little bit further north, kind of like the Tugela area, there was one massive spade fish that came out. It was apparently over 5 kilos. The guys that saw it said it was one of the biggest ones that they've seen. And then we've seen them being caught all the way down to kind of a floaty area, which is favorable for most of the guys, because it's not a fish you catch commonly. Certain times of the year, yes, 100%. But for the numbers that we've seen coming out, it's quite consistent. And I think a lot of guys can go down there and catch a couple, irrespective of the area. Again, more or less the same baits. The guys are using small chocker baits, red eye baits. Your octopus tentacle will catch a spade fish every now and again. So you can kind of narrow down the baits that you're going to be purchasing and using. And you know that you're going to catch a lot of the species that are around at the moment on that. So that's positive. As far as the offshore fishing goes, we've had a bit of a hit and miss week. We had the guys fishing in the Durban Ski Boat Festival. There were a couple of fish that came out, not massive numbers, some fairly decent sized fish, but definitely not what it should be for this time of the year. And again, weather patterns will influence that drastically. I have seen a couple of really decent sized cooter between 20 and 28 kilos that have been coming out. A lot of guys have been fishing in Westbrook, launching in Belito and fishing the Zimbali stretch, catching one or two snook in the mix as well. So it's been up and down, but the guys that have been catching well. One boat further north put 17 cooter on the boat last week, and obviously didn't keep all of it, but to boat 17 cooter and have some fun, especially on the drop shots and stuff that they were using, is phenomenal, especially with the amount of sharks that are around at the moment. So positive there. Everything's looking good. And I think at this stage of the year, the amount of fish that you catch is going to be directly proportional to the amount of time you spend on the water. And that goes for most fishing, but specifically this time of year for the cooter, because it's hit and miss. You might go out there and catch nothing. You could go out there and catch five on your next session. So you just got to kind of narrow down those odds and get out there and fish. As far as your freshwater fishing goes, we've seen a lot of water coming down the rivers. The dams are fairly dirty, but the guys are still catching. As you guys know, I've mentioned before, what happens is the bass move into the shallows to feed up on the bait fish before winter hits, just so they can fatten up a little bit. And that's evident now for the next month or so. I'd say we've got a window that we can go and fish and have some fun before the fish move into the the deeper water. So all good there. I have seen other species come out. Your tilapia, there seem to be a couple around. Remember as well that the tilapia have all spawned out now, and they'll stop spawning now. They do spawn multiple times during the season, but for the most part they'll be finished spawning now, and they've all got small fry with them. They're quite protective over the fry, so if you're going to be fishing for tilapia, it's a really good time to do it, because those fish are going to commit to baits when they would normally not want a bait. So good there. I think that's about it for this week, guys. It's been fairly positive, all in all, fairly positive. And I've got high hopes for the next week. So let's see what happens. Get out there and catch some fish. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. So good to have you back, my friend. Absolutely brilliant tips. And, you know, the knowledge you share with us is so valuable. I love how you explain everything. So we are looking forward to your report next week. As for the fishing, guys, there are fish out there. So we had some of our reporters out. There are days where it has been a bit more trying. However, the days that did get on with the fish, the anglers were certainly rewarded. And that was the case for Richards Bay and St. Lucia as well. There has been some cob on the bite. There has been those non-head species. But the talk of the town has definitely been on that offshore side, as that cooter is still coming out in a fast and furious way. Lots of cooter out there, lots of snook, and some great offshore action. Now that rounds off our saltwater report. Moving on to the freshwater side of things. Banks, where it is a great time if you are fly fishing. Why? Because, well, how about I not tell you about it? Let me leave Jan to tell you all about the fly fishing as well as the rest of the freshwater species that you can expect from the Midlands area.
Hey there, guys. So the weather is lifting its game and the best time of year for the Midlands is here. Crisp and cool mornings followed by clear blue skies, warmer daytime temperatures, and no sign of rain on the horizon. While most of the dams in the Mgani system are still sitting at or near 100% capacity and the tapping off of the rains in the last week, water levels are also starting to drop off. Midmar Dam stopped overflowing this week. The system overall, however, is still in a great position, and as we head into the dry spell of winter, the river anglers have been making the most of it, and with a plethora of reports coming in far and wide. I also had occasion to head up into the Berg last weekend, unfortunately not for fishing, and crossing the Umkamas, it looked like an English chalk stream, good flow and running clear. Water temperature depending, there may even be a few very late season scaly to be had for the venturing yellowfish seeker. On the trout side, the Natal Fly Fishers Club beats on the Moy and Bushman's River have been showing off, and some excellent fish have been reported in the returns, filling the spectrum from the 19 to 15 inch, that is 23 to 38 centimeter class, and some larger fish in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter bracket, also being reported. Water temperatures reported are ranging from 13 degrees early in the morning and going up to 15 or 16 degrees in the late afternoon, meaning that fish are feeding across the board, starting on probably subsurface nymphs to start in the cooler water, and then looking up for the dry fly as the day warms up and the bugs get active. Fish are reported to be in full spawning dress and the cockfish have started to develop their kype. Leading edges of the anal fins are a dashing white. Trout streams from further afield are also reporting good fish. So guys, go and get them. It's a month to go before the official river trout season closure, but the fish aren't watching the calendar and autumn is receding by the day. A number of stillwater returns have also been received from the NFFC anglers with a good range of fish noted, starting in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, and going on up through to the 17 to 19 inch or 43 to 48 centimeter class. And with water temperatures sitting at between 18 and 19 degrees centigrade, it indicates that fish are feeding up. So there were, of course, a couple of larger specimens in the 19 to 23 inch, that is 48 through to 58 centimeter class, that did happen to show themselves. Stillwater trout in the Midlands are primarily rainbow trout, but of interest, there was a report of a lovely stillwater brown in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. These stillwater browns are few and far between and a special catch indeed. Popular stillwater patterns at present are the fail-safe woolly bugger in either black or olive livery, and if you're that way inclined, with a hot orange bead. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And minkies and zonker patterns, as well as dragons and damsels. With very few reports coming in from the bass fraternity, it seems that the anglers are no doubt keeping their cards close to their chest. Albert Falls produced another lunker, though, for local angler Don Marugan, who says that he's having a banger river season. Well done, Don, and long may your fishing streak continue. Other reports indicate that some of the farm dams are fishing well, and the carp are also active on the surface at Albert Falls. There have been no reports from Midmar Dam, however. So, guys, enjoy the weather. Tightlines all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Absolutely, Jan. The best in tackle and advice. That's exactly what you have delivered right there. That's exactly what all of our reporters has just delivered. The best in advice. Guys, we have advised you where the fish are. Now it's time for you to get out there and get those reels screaming. Because, guys, no matter where you are fishing in KZN, whether you're fishing north, south, saltwater, or freshwater, you are gonna get some fish. You will have a great time. The weather this weekend is looking quite favorable. Saturday afternoon, we have got a flat sea. We are gonna be out. We are gonna be fishing. I hope you are too. And by the way, if you want to check out more reports and if you want to see what the water conditions are like, make sure to check it out on our TikTok channel. That's where every Saturday morning from this weekend, I will be giving you a bit of visuals of what's happening around the major fishing spots closer to Durban, you know. So I'm going to be taking a drive out and just letting you know what's going on. I'm going to chat to the anglers because that's what we do. We report on fishing news and we make sure we get you into those right feeding zones. And if you want to take that fishing to another level if you want to raise the bar. Well, guys, I've got a treat for you. Come Monday morning, you will find our latest podcast where we are telling you what steps to take to become a protea angler. So if you want to step out of being a weekend angler, or if you are a club angler and you're looking to raise your bar to go and chase that green and gold blazer, well, we have got a treat coming up on Monday. Listen out for our show on our podcast, because that's exactly what we're going to have out there. So until next week.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.